Coping with inflation in Argentina is not easy for people like Estela Maris Acosta and Walmira Naramburu. The couple receives two minimum monthly pensions of around $170 each, but it's not enough. Each day, they go searching for food in the trash.
I thought I was going to age with dignity. I've been working since I was 15 years old. The only dream I had was to have our own home. And now look at us.
Argentina's inflation rate is soaring, and it's having a huge impact among the country's most vulnerable.
Economists estimate that the inflation rate in Argentina this year is going to be at least 95%, a figure that is literally pushing many people to the streets to try to make a living and to try to survive. These people here are not only trying to find food, but also bronze and copper or anything that they can sell so they can make some extra cash.
Aramburu says if they're lucky, they can earn around $80 extra per month selling recyclable materials. But that means being on the street every day. While Miran suffers from epilepsy, and Stella Maris has been struggling with diabetes for years.
What you bought for 100 the first month, in 3 months, you will, but for 200. They're taking money away from us all the time. I need medicines, and I cannot afford all of them.
There's over 7 million retirees in Argentina, and almost 86% receive the minimum pension. A problem in a country that has been trying to stabilize the economy for months.
What inflation does is that you pay the new prices with an old salary. It happens to all workers. Even though labor unions agreed to a 64% salary increase, it's not enough, especially when you think the inflation rate will be close to 100%.
Last week, the new economy minister, Sergio Massa, traveled to Washington in search of much-needed investment and financing by multilateral organizations, including the IMF.
It was just a step further towards stabilizing the economy, a step towards growth with inclusion for Argentina. I believe much more needs to be done. The situation is fragile. We have a battle ahead with inflation.
A battle that people like Stella Maris Acosta and Walmira Naramburu have come to know all too well. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.